Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. I just got a text from Rusty Mansell, and we were talking about sing-along songs. I got to give Bo credit because he hit the friends in low places.
He did.
Rusty just hit me up and he goes, "Oh yeah, by the way, underrated sing-along song, Stacy's Mom."
That is so good and so unfortunate for any girl that was named Stacy when that song came out.
I know, dude. I know. Such a good song. Such an underrated one. So it's been so good, man. That's been such a fun topic. And again, Allie's list was not sing-along songs.
No.
They were songs that you have to move with.
Yeah, that you got to participate with.
You got to participate
in. The clapping friends.
That's not the way I read into it.
So the Sweet Caroline didn't really, it doesn't necessarily. Although a lot of people do use the hand and go, da, da, da.
Yeah. That's a Boston thing, though.
Yeah. You think so? It's a regional?
Yeah, that's a regional thing. We don't do it here.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to go back and meet the criteria for this.
Way too late.
So that's a lot of fun conversation with Rusty. I love diving in with him about the dynamic that is soon to come in college football locker rooms. And look, he brought up kind of the NFL, Bo, and I'll push back on one thing. The rookie salary pool started when I was my second or third year after the lockout, the rookie salary cap, the salary pool where you no longer, there was some guys that would get drafted in like 06 or 07 that would be like the highest paid player in the league before.
And they would hold out.
Yeah.
They would hold out.
Yeah. I think like that ended with like Matthew Stafford, Sam Bradford.
Matt Ryan was in there. I think Sam Bradford was the last one.
Yeah. So Sam Bradford was the number one draft pick in the class, in my class, which was the spring of 2010. And then we had the lockout. So, Rusty's like, hey, you have this in the NFL. Like But you're going to have guys come into these locker rooms that are highest paid player in the locker room and have never put on a Georgia jersey or an Alabama jersey or a Tennessee jersey. And it's just such a different world right now, man.
I think that's why there's some people getting involved. Like Nick Saban has spoke up and wants there to be a structure to this.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. Imagine being, that's all, the political stuff aside about it, imagine being in a place and working your butt off, and some kid comes in, and you go, "Who's this?" "Well, this is Dylan. Dylan's right out of college. Dylan is looking for his first job, and we're going to bring him in, and we're going to negotiate publicly and pay him twice as much as you."
Yeah.
And he knows, and he has no clue how to do the job.
Yeah.
And with all due respect, and I just used Dylan's name because it was the easiest one that popped up, but I'm sorry, excuse me?
Yeah.
No, and you can tell me, well, that's different. Is it, though?
Yeah.
In what world do you live in where people that have never done something at that level get paid twice as much as guys that already have years in service in?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting dynamic to follow, to Rusty's point, throughout the summer. And I know that there's people trying to cover up the public contracts of public employees, and there's legislation about that as well and pushback. It's a mess, and I think that we're all just waiting for somebody, be it the House or executive order or whatever it is, to kind of step in and just get something in the form of rules in terms of money being kicked around. But nonetheless, you know, we do need to talk about one guy that is performing as a younger player in the game, and that's A.J. Smith-Shawver. Goes seven no-hit innings last night. But I'll say this, I, you know, and we've talked about Grant all day. I texted Grant last night. I said, realistically, how far will they let this go before they shut him down, even with the no-hitter intact? Grant hit me back, and he says, you know, I would think that 110 pitches is feasible. Now, I want to say he was at like 86 through 7. And so, you know, he gives up the hit at the top of the eighth inning last night. But 110 would have made me a little bit nervous, you know, judging by the fact that he's so young. But I don't think you could have pulled him out of that game.
I read, yeah, he ends up going 8 total. I read 99 pitches. I read that Snitker was, you know, like, hey, we'll let you go to 120. Wow. And I started thinking about that because I always think about it because there's this old head side that goes, you know, don't pull a guy. And back in my day, I mean, Nolan Ryan threw like 160 pitches in a game, and they don't understand.
Well,
they don't understand sports today, and I get it. And there's another side that says, no matter what, if you're this age and this inning, you stop at this pitch. And I think both are wrong.
Yeah, I agree. And I look, I texted this to Grant last night, and I've brought it up to you before. Johan Santana always sticks in my mind. Johan Santana was coming off major shoulder surgery, and he goes out like a month into, and this is a long time ago, so I'm kind of guessing off the top of my head. I don't remember what year this was, but he goes in and throws a no-hitter and throws 130 pitches in a no-hitter. He lasts like one more month, and then he has to have, his season ends a month later because his arm is worn out again. And I'm not sure he ever even pitched again after that. Like, it was like, and I can't remember who the manager was for the New York Mets at the time. You'll have to somebody had to remind me. But he goes in the press conference after the no-hitter, and he's not even happy. It's like, your pitcher just threw a no-hitter, and he's like, yeah, I feel good. I'm happy for him. And it was like, dude, I don't even know what the next step is. You cannot ask a guy coming off major shoulder surgery to throw 130. So, granted, again, A.J. Smith-Shawver is young. He's not coming off major shoulder surgery, but there was the conversation in my head. I was like, how long do they let this go? And luckily, he was very efficient last night.
Yeah, I just think every situation is different. And I think that's part of it. You know, in the Santana thing, he probably shouldn't have been allowed to do that. I mean, that's one of those deals where you got to take care of the player. And you can't ever ask it just becomes one of those things. Yeah, but I may never do this again, and that kind of stuff. It's hard, and it's tough to put yourself in that manager situation. You don't want to take something away from a player. But that said, again, you have to protect the players. You just have to. That's part of your job. Part of a manager's job is managing the player and the team, and basically protecting them from themselves. I would have been with AJ. I'd have been fine. The thing that gets me is when people grandstand and they stand on top of a box and scream, "Well, back in my day, you know, these guys, blah blah blah, they're baby." No, they're not, because back in your day, there weren't year-round baseball for these kids growing up, and there's such wear and tear on guys' arms by the time they get to the major leagues. That they're basically, you know, hanging on. Some of them are hanging on by a string because of the – and not to mention the See, Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine and these guys, they were pitchers.
Yeah.
They pitched. Now it's throw it for as hard as you can. You know, I was watching – what's the kid's – is it Skeens out
yes.
of Pittsburgh?
Yep.
I watched – I was watching the sports the other day, and they were docking – I think it was Saturday night or Sunday one – that his last start, he had a dramatic drop for him in velocity. And he'd never dropped the velocity. And it was one of the things, you know what? I'll go ahead and get to this audio too, because I got double audio in my segment. And I'll go ahead and get to it because I got Chris Sale talking about how he manages his velocity.
I wouldn't make it a full season redlining the whole time, right? Like, I use this example a lot, too, and I think that's why guys are getting hurt a lot now. I mean, that's a whole different discussion, but, like, everybody, or most of the time, we're pitching at max effort. Mm-hmm. Like, I just know I can't maintain max effort, balls to the wall, 100% for 30-plus starts, 100 pitches per, you know, game, all that stuff. So you kind of have to pick your spots. And, again, like, sometimes I do get hot out there. My motor starts running hot, and, you know, you got guys on second and third, and you got one out. It's like, okay, well, now's the time, you know? So it's like, okay, let's strand these runners here, and then you go back out for the next inning, and you start pitching a little bit. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't be able to maintain that level of intensity through an entire year and stay healthy, I believe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That's with Mookie Betts on his podcast, and I think that happened over this weekend. I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I know obviously they were together. But Mike, Allie, like, that's the thing we talked about with Grant on Friday, and we were joking about it with Chris Sell, but that's literally what he's – and see, that's what I love, having that type of knowledge and guy around my young pitchers.
Yeah, it's and it's to your point, you learn from things, that things are different, but you have to protect people from themselves sometimes, and you kind of have to learn as a – as a sport, as a society, as we go along. Bo, I think you make a good point. Kind of goes back to what I was saying the other day about the railing at PNC Park. You know, sometimes you have to protect people from themselves when you're serving them alcohol and make sure that we're going about things the right way.
How long have you been waiting to bring that back up?
Allie, you see what I deal with?
He was stewing on that one.
You know what's funny?
That just got in your brain.
I just like
stayed.
The hypocrisy of this guy.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, anyways.
Allie. You ever first off, they're different. They're not the same. But do you ever notice how get labeled as that guy, yet Mike is as much that guy as I am?
Mike, do you bring
things up? She doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Well, do you bring things up like 6 months later that have just been like sitting in your brain?
Oh, he does.
It's only been 2 days.
ask Lindsay. He does.
Anyways.
Dylan, let's hit it.
Woohoo!
Right? Look, Baron Burton's W sauce. Dude, I put some on my taco meat last night when I was cooking it. The W sauce, so good. Yeah. But you know, I always got to – I mean, my meat is always flavored, right? And part of it is because of Baron Burton's W sauce. And don't forget my friends at New Round Brewing, Al N. Lager, official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. Last night, Wiley Ballard, my friend, Wiley Ballard, much aligned at times, Wiley Ballard, was doing his little, I don't know, dugout report. Because the sideline report just kind of sounds silly because there's not really sideline in baseball. But the dugout report, and he talked about what Matt Olson did for Drake Baldwin, and then what Drake Baldwin did for Matt Olson.
for our T-Mobile coverage cam. And look, I don't care if you're a Gold Glove All-Star first baseman. Getting a signed jersey from the quarterback of your favorite NFL team, your hometown team, pretty cool. That's the case for Matt Olson. Now, that just arrived at Matt's locker at the start of this homestand with no explanation. It was only then that he found out from teammates that Drake Baldwin had gotten him that jersey as a thank you when Matt bought him a nice suit right before the Braves headed out on the road for that opening road trip, sort of a welcome to the big leagues gift. Drake said, I had to find a way to pay him back, and so I figured he's a big Falcons fan. Michael Penix Jr. signed the jersey, said, keep crushing it, go Braves. And for Matt, I did ask him, guys, he is team Michael Penix, a big believer in number nine.
What a cool story, and it shows that Matt Olson is maybe not that vocal leader, guys, that we think of him like, you know, I don't think Matt Olson's like, you know, turning over Gatorade jugs when he's upset and that kind of leader, but he's clearly, he takes care of the young guys and brings them in and kind of shows them the ropes.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.